Time to talk movies now with RN film critic Kate Jinks. She's filling in for Jason DeRosso today on the weekly film and TV show The Hub on Screen. It airs at 10 o'clock this morning right here on RN. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Hamish.
Out in cinemas today is a new biopic about the very famous British writer Mary Shelley, of course responsible for Frankenstein. This story's been, I suppose we know this story, we're very familiar with it, but does this shed new light on her and her life?
Yeah, I think we know the story. You know, she wrote it at age 18, but having seen it, I didn't know enough about her, so there was a lot of ground to cover in the film. But then after seeing the film, which was a little flat, I went into a complete Wikipedia wormhole and discovered there is so much about her life that is so interesting that they completely missed out in the film. So I kind of feel like there could be another Mary Shelley biopic and that would be fine. Yeah, it does miss some crucial details, but basically it covers from her, Mary Shelley from a young age. She was, you know, she lost her mother when she was very young. Her mother was an early radical feminist. Her father has radical politics. He runs a bookshop. She's searching for her own writerly voice, and he's very understanding, but he's remarried, and she's, the new stepmother is not such a fan of Mary Shelley, and eventually she runs away, and with Percy Shelley, of course, and they start this new relationship. Much to the kind of depression of society around them. Of course, Percy Shelley is already married and has a child, and they are basically shunned by society, but they don't care. They're in love and they go out and take on the world, except they don't really.
Did you finish it?
Yes. It chilled me to the bone.
It's good to enjoy a ghost story now and then.
We both know this is no ghost story. I've never read such a perfect encapsulation of what it feels to be abandoned.
That is from this Mary Shelley biopic. She wrote Frankenstein when she was just 18, so does the film delve into how difficult that might have been?
Yeah, it does, but not enough, I don't think. She wrote Frankenstein when she was just 18. It was basically on the dare of Lord Byron, who she just happened to be staying with during a rainy period in her life. But it kind of looks at her trying to shop the book around after she's written it and getting knocked back because she's a young woman, of course. But basically the film sort of, it really focuses on this long period of her as a late teenager just before she writes Frankenstein and then sort of finishes abruptly just after she's had it published. So I think there was a little bit more of a kind of a feminist angle that we could have had in the film. It's an interesting film. Elle Fanning is great as Mary Shelley, but it's basically a biopic that suddenly becomes Twilight. It feels like this weird teenage romantic drama.
Just remind us who Elle Fanning is.
Elle Fanning is the younger sister of Dakota Fanning. So she is a Hollywood starlet who started out when she was very young, but she's made some really interesting choices. She was in Sofia Coppola's film Somewhere. She was in a like fashion horror film, The Neon Demon, last year that not many people saw. That's fine. So she's sort of a child actress who is starting to make these more sort of difficult choices as an adult.
And curiously, this was made by a Saudi Arabian director who'd actually lived and studied in Sydney.
Yeah, it was made by Haifa Al-Mansour. She is a female director from Saudi Arabia. She lives in America now. She actually did her master's at Sydney University doing film studies. She made this great film called Wajda, which was why I was so excited about seeing Mary Shelley, I have to say. It was the first film entirely shot in Saudi Arabia. This is Wajda. And she was the first female director to make a film there. It's about a 10-year-old girl who dreams of owning her own bicycle. It sounds like a simple film, and it is, but it's so beautiful. It's about the societal pressure that's placed on this young girl to conform to how a young woman should act in Saudi Arabia. It's a really, really delicate, beautiful film, and I think that the director, Al-Mansour, was trying to push this kind of inspirational young teenage dream into Mary Shelley, but it doesn't quite work here.
All right, so it doesn't get the thumbs up.
No thumbs up. Sorry.
Kate Jinks, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
On screen today here on RN at 10 a.m. And you can catch it anywhere that you get your podcast from.